It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. In 1986, four women gathered in a casual setting to sing through a medieval chant. At the time, they had no idea they were to become a world-renowned a cappella ensemble that spanned nearly 30 years with 20 albums and countless concerts under their belts. Today, the group announced that the 2015-16 season will be its last one together. They've said this before, but this time it appears they really mean it. A couple of us have projects that have become large enough that they are taking over in a happy way, and a couple of us are ready to move into a different lifestyle, said one of the four. Members Jackie Horner-Kwiatek was just accepted into the doctoral voice program at Juilliard. Susan Hellauer oversees Chant Village, which aims to raise understanding of sacred music from cultures around the world. Ruth Cunningham's a certified sound healer with private clients, and Marcia Janensky teaches workshops in forming music communities. Anonymous Four's signature blend of voices was revelatory. When the group released an album of chant from the 13th and 14th centuries, more albums quickly followed, and by 1994, the group had three albums in the top 15 on Billboard's classical chart. In a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, pianist Byron Janis tackled the question, can music heal? The answer, as he found out in person when he visited and played for injured U.S. military veterans, is yes. Janis describes a program at Walter Reed called Music Core, where working with professional musicians, computer-based music workstations, and actual instruments, patients learn, play, compose, and record music. It's designed to help patients suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injury. Learning, creating, and performing music involves so many aspects of brain function that it's believed to recruit uninjured parts of the brain to compensate for parts that have been injured and help those parts that are injured recover, notes the hospital in its literature on the program. Janis said he was invited by Americans for the Arts to visit the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and participate in Stages of Healing, program that helps patients learn how to play a musical instrument and facilitates live performances, whose aim is to enhance the healing process and enrich the lives of patients, visitors, and staff. After my performance, the pianist said, my wife and I talked with some of our brave young veterans suffering from a range of physical and psychological conditions. Many told me how much music had helped their recovery, he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.